not often you get a Duke boy update twice in one day. My God, this is fantastic. Last hour we talked about Bo Duke, John Schneider. You know, he had to go to jail for 3 days because he couldn't pay his alimony. He's broke. He's not making any money. And we had a good time laughing about the fact that he's there for 3 days. That was a sentence. And he was going to write songs, not a song. He was going to write songs and then finish a book in 3 days.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We learned of his mule-like work ethic where he claims he's worked 80-hour work weeks, 7 days a week since 1978, and he was going to spend his time writing songs and finishing a book. Well, we've just learned now, thank you, producer Dana, for finding this. After serving only 5 hours, John Schneider, a free man, due to jail overcrowding.
Really?
He has been released. He is now
five hours?
Yes.
So he actually showed up today. And was going to go to jail or showed up last night or whatever. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, he got comfy. He got the blues or oranges on. He got all de-loused. And he sat there for 5 hours and they said, oh my God, there's worse people in the world than John Schneider. And they had to let him go because L.A. Think about this. You have to go to jail in L.A. County.
I couldn't even imagine.
L.A. County is where you're going to go. They're not going to send you off to the Malibu City Jail. Or they're not going to send you out to the Calabasas City Jail. They send you to L.A. County. And I'm talking, there's some thugs and there's some drug slinging and some murdering and there's some bad cats inside that box.
Absolutely. And you know he's not going to be in there with anybody, so he's going to have his own cell, which is probably why they popped him out.
Yeah, no.
So they can fit 3 or 4 people in a cell.
Yeah, John Schneider's not getting any. Rob Schneider, and there's 2 Schneiders in this world that do not get special treatment if they are convicted of criminal activity. It's going to be Rob Schneider and John Schneider. They go into general pop.
You think?
Oh, you think they're going to protect
John
him?
John Schneider's going to have 3-4 guys in a cell with him?
Oh, 3 or 4? Hell, I bet there was 30 or 40.
No.
This is L.A. way. County. Absolutely. They're going to push
he's
him.
He's got a bit more clout than that, I would hope. He's a Duke boy.
It does. Yeah.
So if jail guards didn't watch the Duke boys growing up, they're not going to let that happen to John, to Bo Duke.
I want you to think about this now. I am 46. How old are you? You're 42?
Yes, I am. I'm going to hold on to that as long as I can this week.
Dana, if you can help me, I don't know how old John Schneider is, but he's got to be in his early 60s. I'd be willing to bet there's not a deputy or a prison guard out there, a jail guard out there that remembers John Schneider and the Duke boys.
You think?
Meaning, I bet all these guards are a lot younger than you think. These guards aren't our age or older. If anything, they're going to be way younger than us, and they're not going to know him as a Duke boy.
Yeah, they're probably around my age.
Yeah, they're probably in their late 20s.
Dana, you know the Duke boys, don't you?
I do know the Dukes, but I never watched it. I just know there's Luke and Bo.
John Schneider walked past you in the hallway here,
I'd have no clue.
You'd have no clue.
You'd think that. And I did not watch the Duke boys the way you did. I'm sure you studied it.
I loved it, yes.
But I did watch it. I grew up watching it myself. And I saw John Schneider in those B movies, and the instant he comes on screen, you know it. You know it's a Duke boy.
You knew it was him.
Oh, you could see it in his face. He's a little chubbier, a little bit older, but he's a Duke boy.
And I think he was in Smallville, which was really big for a while there.
Yeah.
58 years old.
58. Okay. A little younger than I thought. Wow. So he's 58.
They're not going to let him get manhandled.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's why he's out.
No, he's out because there's other people that are in L.A. County that are far worse than him. They're not going to leave some guy that didn't pay his alimony that's broke that used to be on TV in there with someone that just shot up a liquor store and killed people. There's no way. He was in there in general pop, but there's no way that they let him go because he's John Schneider.
Oh, that's what I believe. That's what I'd like to hope.
Hey, yeah, what do you think there, Bo Duke? You think Luke Duke's going to show up in the general and he's going to have an arrow with a TNT bomb on the end? He's going to blow you out of the cell and tie the bars up to the car, and Daisy Duke's going to come up with her General Dixie, and she's going to... No. You think Uncle Jesse's waiting for you with moonshine?
Those kind of people don't go into the normal places that we would go.
He's a
D-list celeb, but he's still a celeb.
Okay, but I'm here to tell you, when you do that kind of stuff, you go Gen Pop. You absolutely do. He's not getting special... The L.A. County doesn't have...
What do you got to be, like a Johnny Depp or a Brad Pitt to not get a someone in your cell?
I got to tell you, man, depending on the day or who's doing the booking.
Because I'll tell you this. Brad Pitt, Will Smith, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
People like that. Will Ferrell.
Hey,
they don't get people in their cell.
A lot of times, though, they do. These people go in.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, unless there's someone there that's, you know, wants to protect them or it's a rough day.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I would think any criminal that would perpetrate a criminalistic activity that would be done behind the bars, and would love to get their hands on a celebrity. I can't imagine they'd put them in with people like that.
I mean, I'm sure sometimes, you know, they're going to separate them, but a lot of times they don't have the room. And John Schneider, I'm here to tell you, 9 out of 10 people in that jail cell, or that are guards, they do not know him.
Do you think the guys in there, they want him?
You can't even say it with a straight face. What is this you're about to ask me? What stupid... stupidity is going to come out of your mouth.
Do you think when it comes time for Chow, they're going to get in the mess hall? They want him to take his seat at the table like he's hopping in the Duke car? Slide across the...
Yeah, hey, Bo Duke, when we slam this cage, let's see you slide through the bars.
I want you to come down the floor like you're hopping across the hood of the car.
Yeah.
Even though he drove the most, didn't he? Didn't Bo drive? I forget which one drove.
No, they both drove.
Did they?
Yeah, Luke, I think Luke was, he rode bitch a little more often than Bo. But yeah, they both drove. Yeah, yeah.
58-year-old man hopping across the mess hall table.
Yeah, hey, Bo, man, can you repeat some of those lines from the movie, man? Give us some of your famous quotes. Hey, Uncle Jesse. Luke, we can't let them do that to us. Hey, where's Boss Hogg? I mean, that's all he can do is actually...
You ready to jump the crick?
Yeah. Well, anyway, he is out after 5 hours served. Here's the good news, though. It gets even better, and this is worse. He didn't want to go to jail. No one does.
No kidding.
But here's what has to happen now. He's still on the hook. He still has to pay the money back, still faces payments, and dun-dun-dun, community service.
Really?
So now he's got to go out, and he's got to put the orange on. He's got to go out there with his stick and bucket, and he's got to pick up trash in L.A., and he's going to be out there with a bunch of dudes, and he's going to pick up garbage. He's going to be, you know, cleaning out the dog pound. He's going to be doing far worse stuff than sitting in a box for 3 days.
Oh, God.
So he's not off the hook. He's just not in the cage.
He's got to serve it out another way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm here to tell you, man, I don't know, jail would absolutely suck, but to go out and pick up trash, and he's got to complete the same amount of hours that he would have spent behind bars. So he's going to be out there on the side of the road for quite a while, but again, no one's going to know who he is.
Man, you know? I don't know about that. If he were going to come by honking the Duke boy horn at him and stuff.
Yeah, he jumps in the window, they take off, they never see him again. So John Schneider, Bo Duke, out of jail. We'll do this from the Talking Heads. We'll come back, give you a chance to lick us and win. We got Capital Air Show tickets. Hold on.